Hello, everyone. Today we will be reading 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, one line to leave us with as we think about this passage is, we wait for Jesus by loving one another. We wait for Jesus by loving one another. Peter starts this passage by saying that the end of all things is at hand. You know, so he's encouraging his people to know that there's an end point to their suffering, right? They've been enduring this persecution, and he's saying, you know, don't worry. There is an end point. This is not going to keep going on forever. Unfortunately, you know, we know that Jesus didn't come in their lifetime, and many of them were hoping and expecting that, but there was still an end point, because when they died, they go and be with Jesus. And so knowing that there is an end point, though, and that we will be with Jesus one day, we can endure. And so he says, while you endure and while you wait, be self-controlled and sober-minded. You know, he's saying, be focused. Don't get distracted. Don't let it cause you to stop praying. When we get distracted, it's hard to pray. It reminds me sometimes when I'm like, I'm trying to pray at home, and suddenly all these things will pop in my head. I'm like, oh, I need to clean this area of my house, or I need to take care of this thing. And so for some reason, all these chores that I don't want to do normally seem to be very appealing when I start praying. Because yeah, when we're not sober-minded and we're not self-controlled, it affects our prayers. But when we are focused, we can pray more easily. And so he's saying that of all things is hand, let's be focused, let's pray. But really, more importantly, as he says, above all, love one another. Keep loving one another earnestly. And that's the heart of this passage. It's about loving one another. If we are suffering as we wait for Jesus, the Apostle Peter is telling us to suffer together in love. And he says that love covers a multitude of sins, meaning we don't mind if others sin against us. If we love the community, if we love our brothers and sisters, if they do happen to sin against us, it's not going to bother us, because we love them and we're going to forgive them. A loving community is a forgiving community, a community that covers over one another's sins and doesn't hold each other's sins against them. So again, how does Peter say that we should love one another? Well, I already mentioned the first one is we forgive. We want to be a forgiving community that covers over each other's sins. And second, Peter says we should show hospitality. Really, we should show hospitality without expecting anything in return. He says show hospitality without grumbling, meaning don't grumble or get mad if someone seems like a freeloader or mooch. That will happen, unfortunately. That's a reality. If we show hospitality without bounds, there will be times when we feel, you know, taken advantage of. I felt that before sometimes. I'm sure many of you have felt that before, where you're like, hey, is this person really, do I really want to do this for this person? Or are they just taking advantage of me? You know, they're just taking advantage of this free meal that I'm giving them or something like that. But Peter is saying, show hospitality. Don't worry about getting anything in return. Just do it out of love. And third, he says we love through serving one another, and specifically serving one another according to the gifts that God has given us. God has gifted us all in individual ways. We know from 1 Corinthians 12 that we each have a gift, and every gift is important for the sake of the church. And Peter here is saying something kind of similar, that we've all been gifted, and we can lovingly use those gifts to serve and bless one another within the community. And he's saying whether your gift is one of like speaking, you know, whether speaking or teaching, one of those sort of more public gifts, use it to bless and to minister to others. Or if your gift is something more behind the scenes or serving, not something that's necessarily as front and center, use it as well. In a similar, he didn't say it directly, but I think we can assume something similar to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, that no gift is better than any other. What's more important is that you use the gift that God has given you, and you use it to bless and to serve, to love one another within the community. Because all gifts are important for lovingly building up the community of saints that we belong to. So ultimately, you know, this loving community, the loving community that Jesus has brought us into, a loving community of people who are suffering together, but a community where people are serving each other, forgiving each other, showing hospitality to one another. That's the community that is honoring Jesus. And again, as I said in the beginning, that's how we wait. That's how we wait for him. We wait for Jesus by loving one another. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you have promised that there is an end, Lord, point to the persecution and difficulties that we face in this life, Lord, and that there will be a day when we are with you. And ultimately, we know there's a day when all things will be made new, and we will reign with you and be with you forever in your kingdom, God. And we long for that day. And as we wait, I pray, Lord, that you'd give us focus so that we can keep on praying without losing heart, Lord. But above all, though, as Peter says, Lord, help us to love one another as we wait, God. We wait for you by loving one another. May our church be a church of people who love so powerfully that we cover over each other's sins, Lord God, that we forgive one another and we don't hold anything back, God. And help us be a church that uses the gifts that you've given us to bless and encourage each other, God. I know that we've all been gifted. And so, Lord, help us to see the gift that you've given us and to use it, Lord, to use it for the sake of this church body that we are a part of, Lord God. And may we also be a community that shows hospitality, Lord, that welcomes the stranger and the other into our home, so that we can just be a source of blessing, Lord God. Because that's what you've called us to do, Jesus. You've called us to love, to show hospitality, to serve. May we do that joyfully, Lord God. And so, God, yeah, may we wait for you, Jesus, as we love one another, Lord God. So help us do that this day. May we, Lord, seek ways that we can tangibly love one another, even this day, Lord God. And lead us as we do that, Lord. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.